Stampede.
Garner is in 220, recorded 317, 2024. I'm in the business of predicting our future, and I don't offer solutions to what we've become. In fact, I can't, because many of the issues I talk about are part of our human condition, and that involves the question of free will. In many ways, we can't change our future because of our inherent condition. And that precludes much of our free will. We pass laws protecting ourselves from the destructive side of our human condition. That's why we say we need weapons to protect ourselves. But weapons of mass destruction aren't a means of protecting us. The truth is, proliferation of weapons of mass destruction can't serve as a deterrence of our worst human desires. The conflict in the Middle East is a good example of something that could tragically go wrong and make the very real suffering of the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip be nothing more than a prelude to something far worse. If the country of Iran now has nuclear weapons, there'll be attempts to push America's influence out of the Middle East, and it'll be done by a long, drawn-out process, attacking by attrition. Our policies that have existed for the last 78 years in that part of the world, especially if the supply of oil can no longer be found and runs out in the Persian Gulf. In that case, our policy of continuing with our military presence protecting the distribution of oil will rapidly change, and we'll withdraw, leaving Israel to fend for itself. And if there's one truth about the human condition and the Arab world, it's that retribution and revenge is never forgotten, and attacks on Israel will always be on the list of things to be done. But Israel is a nuclear power, and if it becomes necessary to protect itself from a war of attrition without having America's military protection, it'll certainly use whatever weapons it has at its disposal. There may not be free will in the Middle East, and what will happen can't be avoided because of the undeniable laws of the human condition. If nuclear weapons are used in the Middle East, it's not free will that'll determine our future. The failure of deterrence by a policy of building weapons of mass destruction will result in Iran, Israel, or any other power unleashing nuclear weapons. When that happens, the International Court won't judge it as crimes against humanity. No, and nothing will stop what will follow. The world will look at us as a pariah state, a country despised and rejected, an outcast that fostered the belief deterrence by building weapons of mass destruction would lead to peace. The unimaginable will have become a reality, and the rest of the world will hold America responsible for having produced a cataclysm. We said we could maintain peace by building weapons of mass destruction, that we had the values of freedom, and we could never permit the use of nuclear weapons, especially after what we had done at Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. No, we believed in peace, and the way to find it was to build a military unmatched in the world. After all, didn't we spend hundreds of billions of dollars every year by our government building our military? And didn't our military industrial corporations produce powerful weapons saying we kept the peace and at the same time made profits by doing it? Did we rule the world with our 11 aircraft carriers assuring we kept order in this world? The terrorists, Al-Qaeda or ISIS, weren't the true savages that brutalized and killed with contempt for humanity. No, it was America with a deterrence for achieving peace through building weapons of mass destruction. So what if all we ever really cared about was making a profit? That's how we kept the peace. We made profits and built weapons of mass destruction for deterrence. Yeah, we kept ourselves strong, and we did it with a strong dollar, a strong military, and with weapons of mass destruction. And that was how we kept the peace. But nothing could prevent the human condition of envy, distrust, and violence from winning out. No, when the catastrophe that'll befall the Middle East becomes real, there'll be a price to pay in America, and it'll be a heavy price. There won't be any escaping from what's coming. Not even redemption or salvation by what was done in the name of deterrence. This country has never been safe. We were told making weapons of mass destruction would bring us peace. In the future, the rest of the world will see what we brought, and it will pass judgment for what we did. History will not look kindly to what America was, perhaps well of its aspirations, but never the weaknesses of its leaders and their deceit. Who can blame future historians for saying how the American people were tricked into a false sense of security, being told there was nothing to worry about? That we could take on all challenges. After all, weren't we Americans the first to set foot on the moon? No nation could match our military strength. We said we were a free people. So wasn't it true we were a great people? But that was long ago, before a future nuclear war visited the Middle East. And nature's secret of oil could no longer be found, and the Persian Gulf ran out of oil. That's when our future and the choice of free will ended. Our future was the true meaning of what we couldn't disguise anymore. We fell prey to envy, corruption, avarice, and greed. while the rest of the world was struggling to barely have enough to eat. We thought it could never end for us. But like the sacking of Rome in ancient times, America's capital was attacked, then New York, Los Angeles, even Dallas and Houston, Chicago and Pittsburgh, all were overrun with chaos. It began as external threats, but evolved into internal self-denial of America's illnesses and for what we had become. It wasn't insurrection. No, it was more than that. It was that the lies and the deceit had been revealed, and that the promise that we were safe were only designed to keep the people with power to stay in power. So what if in the future the rest of the world blames us for a nuclear war that hypothetically breaks out between Iran and Israel? What if the future of America rested on the result of our policy of deterrence? Perhaps in our future the rest of the world will blame us for using the building of nuclear weapons as a way of keeping the peace. In the future, it'll never be clear who attacked who first, but the unending war in the Middle East abruptly stopped when nuclear weapons were detonated in Israel and Iran. The loss of life would be incalculable. Along with the destruction of part of the natural world lasting for decades, we Americans would be held responsible for what happened. After all, weren't we the nation that said we built nuclear weapons to keep the world safe? No one in their right mind would use a nuclear weapon. That's what deterrence was all about. But no one ever understood the true condition of the human spirit. We are and always have been a danger to ourselves and even the natural world. We plundered and destroyed and said we were a nation of laws. And no one ever saw that the rest of the world would in the future hold us responsible for having created the failure of making weapons of mass destruction as a means of keeping the peace. We in the future will be viewed as a pariah country, disrespected for our distorted values that will have led to the use of nuclear weapons. And why shouldn't they criticize us? We flaunted our wealth while the rest of the world lived trapped in generational despair. We told everyone else to be like us, but we created a bankrupt government that could only print worthless paper money. Why should Americans live in million-dollar houses when much of the world never had running water in their homes? The truth is, our future will have ended when nuclear war breaks out in the Middle East. I might be wrong predicting a nuclear war between Iran and Israel, but one thing I'm certain of, nothing in this world lasts forever. And the use of nuclear weapons in the Middle East will certainly bring a fighting to an abrupt end. It'll make the suffering that's going on in the Gaza Strip look like a happy fairy tale. Revenge and retribution will play a major role in the Middle East because when the weapons of mass destruction are used, the unimaginable violence will have won out. Of course, there will only be losers when that happens, and there will be a long line of the living in the natural world who come to an end. We've always been the most dangerous living thing on the planet, and the future nuclear war in the Middle East will have proven it. Building nuclear weapons, we're never going to bring peace, only pain and destruction. From the beginning of the scientific process of building a nuclear bomb, it should have been banned from humanity. But then, who in the world could be trusted to follow the rules? So we thought if we built enough nuclear bombs, it would serve as a deterrence. The truth is, a nuclear war in the Middle East will be blamed on America for having developed a weapon that we claimed would bring peace to the world. Of course, that was a lie. And the rest of the world will hold us responsible for developing what could only bring massive destruction and death. We never understood the true meaning of the human condition. We thought no one was capable of using an instrument of war that could destroy hundreds of thousands, maybe a million in the blink of an eye. It would be an immoral act, but we did it to Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end the Second World War. So in the strangest of ways, we thought we would bring peace. You see, our future won't be filled with peace, but silence, when weapons of mass destruction are detonated in our own urban centers. We only deceived ourselves, thinking we were safe, but we have never been safe. It was so easy to be so wrong. This week on Garner Isn't, you first heard music by David Shire's Law and Disorder for the 2007 movie Zodiac. Then more work from Zodiac, a cut of Aftermaths. Next was music by Nathan Barr from the main title to the 2019 TV series Hemlock Grove. Then another piece by Barr, The Kitchen Fight, from the 2020 movie The Hunt. And to close, a shortcut from David Shire's The Conversation.
Stampede, written and performed by Edward Garner in Morro Bay and Paso Robles, California.